If you'd like to turn over to the 8th chapter of Romans, we all are very familiar, I believe, with that verse, the 28th verse in the 8th chapter, where Paul expresses, and we all know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Fellow saints, I am so thankful, and I'm sure you are thankful too, that you know by the grace of God that you are the very called of God. Isn't that marvelous? And with that confidence, we know that whatever may befall us, whatever circumstances we may see, all things are for our good because we are the called. We are the called of God according to his purpose. And there's a distinction, I think, between being called of God and being the called of God. The called of God in this verse, by implication, means a separation. It means a higher position, a preferred place, or a select portion. This is in agreement and support of one of the foundational truths that we have in this meeting and within the church, really, that there are ranks within the resurrection. That word called in that 28th verse is a Greek word, kletos, which means invited and appointed. So do you see that you've been invited and you've been appointed by God for his purpose and for your good? Isn't that marvelous? You know, God has called people. He is calling people. And he will call people for his purposes. And I think of all the many wonderful examples we have. We have been blessed by many ministers and pastors. They were called to the ministry. They were called to be pastors and teachers. And I think of Brother Copley. I think of Sister Bodie. I think of Brother Hill. I think of Brother Adorcio. And many, many others, they were called of God. And there are others who are called of God to various positions within the body of Christ and even within this little microcosm, Living Waters Tabernacle. You know, not everyone is a pastor or a preacher or a teacher. I mean, I'm thankful for all of you. You've all been called as God has purposed. And regardless of where God has you in the body of this little meeting, we've all been called to one high calling in Christ Jesus, and that is to be his bride. You know, we're diverse. We're many members, as we talked about last week, but we're joined together in the unity of the Spirit into one calling, the highest calling that there is. I remember, I was thinking back as I was composing the notes for today that, you know, initially each of us were called to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, weren't we? You were called, but you answered that calling. You accepted that invitation. You accepted that appointment. You know, but God doesn't stop there, you know. God is not finite. He's not limited. Why would he want you to be limited to salvation? Which is marvelous, it's miraculous, it's wonderful. But there's so much more, and that's what I love about our meeting is because we dive deep. We go deep into the scriptures, search out every jot and tittle, and build line upon line, precept upon precept, and explore the deep things of God. You know, when somebody calls you, maybe by phone or whatever, it's because they want to speak to you. There's something that they want to say. Or maybe it's just because they want to share some news, or maybe just check in and see, how are you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while. How's your family? God calls us for these purposes too. He wants to speak to us. He wants us to fellowship with him. He wants us to know him intimately through his son, Jesus Christ, and to encourage us in his word to fellowship and commune with him. Where once we were strangers, we are now the very called of God. I mean, you talk about diametrically opposed. You're the very called of God. Isn't that marvelous? And God calls those who have listened to his calling. I mean, he's always there to bring us further along in his grace. And this bridal message that we know, it is the highest calling. There can't be anything higher that God wants us to be called into than to be the readied wife for his son. I think about those of you who have had children, you know, girls or boys. Wasn't the highest thing that you want for them, other than them having this wonderful relationship with the Lord, but didn't you want them to be married? Didn't you want them to have a spouse? Didn't you want them to see the joy that you've had and just have a fulfilled life? I think some people sometimes kind of push all this aside, and you talk to them about the bride of Christ, and they say, well, this is, oh, wait a minute, you know, David, that's just too good to be true. Well, it is. It is too good to be true, because our minds can't get around it. But it doesn't mean that it's not true. Sometimes you think, boy, this is just unbelievable. But God wants us to believe. Perhaps some people feel, well, I'm not worthy to receive that. Well, you weren't before, but you are now. What a tragedy for someone who's heard this, maybe someone who's listening, to hear this and say, yeah, it's just, that's too much for me. I'm not worthy. You know, don't think of yourself that way. Don't. God sees you because he sees his son in you. I remember Brother Hill standing up here one night many years ago, and he was burdened. And I'll never forget. I haven't forgotten yet. Maybe if I get Alzheimer's or something, I might forget it. But I remember that he said he would just pound his fist on this pulpit. I'm doing everything I can to give you God's best, and you won't take it. He said it a lot more forcefully than that. The high calling wherewith he has called us really is beyond human comprehension. The bridal calling is the most intimate desire that God has, because that's the deep love of his heart. Imagine the Father's highest calling is for you to be wed to his son. Because that's what we know. That's what the Word of God says. So, dear hearts, the only question that really remains, and I think everybody here in this building today knows it, but maybe the Lord is speaking to me. Maybe there's somebody who's listening that hasn't heard this or hasn't accepted that invitation yet. The only question is not if it's real or not real, because we know it's true. But just like Eliezer said, will you go? Will you take it? I've afforded it to you because I love you and because I love my son. And that he's going to have his bride. What a privilege to be the called of God. What a supremely high and holy calling. And it's all by grace. There's nothing you can do to earn that. We know that. That doesn't change the fact that you're called. And you are the called. Well, I hope this has been a little blessing to you this morning. And again, I always pray at the end of this little 10 minutes that the Lord come today. Don't you want to see him today? I sure do. Well, God bless you this morning.